on this first Monday of the new year. You're with us for The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Thanks for being with us. We're getting up to speed on developments inside WPR. We're gathering your questions, your comments. What about your listening experience? We start 2021 visiting with Wisconsin Public Radio Director Mike Crane. From the pandemic to election coverage, we brought you reports from around the state, from around the nation, the world. And here on The Morning Show, you're always invited into the conversation. Why do you listen? What topics would you like more of? What discussions would serve you and your community? Conversation is right here, 800-642-1234. WPR Director Mike Crane is with us for the hour. Mike, welcome back and Happy New Year.
Yes, Happy New Year. Great to be here.
My line right now is Happy New Year, fingers crossed.
Yes, it really, there's lots of great things to be thinking of ahead and in terms of WPR for sure. And it's great to be here with our listeners again.
Well, give us the lay of the land as it stands at WPR. Still, people still operating from home.
Yes, that's right. Not all of us, of course, as you know, but almost all of us. I'm here in my home office, for instance, and ordinarily I'd be sitting across the table from you in our studios, but we're managing quite well, but it is a real challenge. As some listeners know, we had some challenges with our network over the Christmas holiday, and we're able to get it all fixed and so on. But one of the things I think of often are metaphors like, you know, keeping all the plates in the air and that sort of thing, that it's remarkable that we sound pretty normal given all the remarkable things that have been done to hold us together technologically.
Yeah, I'm wondering, how is the tech holding up?
Mostly really good, as happens, because we are really stretched. Sometimes things go wrong, but we just have such an excellent crew, not only the engineers who are amazing, but also, as we often see in our behind-the-scenes chats and things, all of the ways that our colleagues support each other when something's going a little woogie. And it's really great to see.
Well, let's look at programming here. Starting here, The Morning Show having some changes in 2021. Can you lay them out for us?
Absolutely. And, you know, of course, you've been deeply involved in the planning, so thanks for letting me talk about it.
Sure.
One thing we're going to be doing for a while now, and this is a response to how stretched we are and the ways that we're trying to make sure we're organized to stay strong throughout WPR, is we're going to be doing live segments for The Morning Show in the 7 to 9 a.m. hours. But the 6 a.m. for the time being will be a repeat, and then live and original 7 to 9 a.m. each day. And so that'll be basically the previous day's 8 a.m. hour, except Mondays, it'll be the 8 a.m. from the previous Friday.
Okay, so it's a repeat of the previous day's 8 o'clock hour, which will happen then as a repeat in the 6 a.m. hour the next day. It's a little bit of a hard to wrap your head around. If listeners call into the show during one of these repeat hours, how will they be informed that they won't be able to join a live show?
They'll be forwarded to a message. Unlike before, when it would just ring and ring and ring if the phone screener couldn't answer. So they should be aware of that. And, you know, years ago, Kate, I was a program director. And so I do still think about things the way program directors do in many ways. And I absolutely know that some of our heaviest listeners will find the repeats challenging or frustrating at times. But I also know that what it means is that all of the good work you and the team do will be heard by more people, because at any given time, we have way fewer than our total listenership tuned in. And so this will be a temporary change, but one that I think is necessary for us to sustain our service. And you may remember that from the very beginning of the COVID adventure we've been on, we had two things. One was that we wanted to preserve service, and the other was to keep our staff healthy. And I'm very proud that we've been able to do both, and we will continue to do so.
And I want to add here, too, that, you know, we have this precious morning time with Wisconsin and our friends in neighboring states who join in. And we're really asking our community of listeners to spend it with us, because we do want to elevate these 2 hours as much as we can, so that anytime you join us in the morning, whatever your morning routine is, you're getting something useful, something thought-provoking from that experience. And we always, in our editorial meetings, ask that question: how does a particular discussion help a resident in Ashland, in Beloit, in La Crosse navigate their day? Why does this really matter? So that those types of questions become ever more crucial, Mike.
Yes, that's right. And along those lines, I know that there are in every show, in every part of WPR, lots of discussions about ways that we can continue to diversify who we're talking to. Mm-hmm. If we're hiring, who are we hiring, and all of that, because if there's anything that we should take from 2020 besides dealing with COVID, it is dealing with the racial reckoning of our communities and recognizing the need to be even more inclusive than we've been in past years. And so if there's a New Year's resolution for us, that's certainly one of them, is to continue to double down on that.
Mike Crane with us, director of Wisconsin Public Radio. You can join in. There's a line for you. What questions or feedback do you have for WPR? What is your favorite things to listen to? How has your listening needs changed amid the pandemic? Join in at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. Mike, go into the mechanics of this change for just a moment. Why do you find this programming change to be necessary at this point in time?
Well, one of the things that's certainly happened with COVID, and I think almost anyone would agree with this in terms of their work or whatever, is that everything is a lot more effortful. And I really like that word, effortful, that basically, for us to continue to sustain things while also making constant adjustments and keeping the whole of the Ideas Network healthy and strong, we found it necessary to make some adjustments there. And we'll continue to evaluate on an ongoing basis, and we want people to tell us what they think. It's part of why I'm here today and other times on the Larry Mueller Show or on Central Time, is to hear what people are thinking.
Yeah. And so as you look at programming changes too across WPR, but up across the broader landscape, there have been adjustments to even national shows.
Yeah, that's right. One of the things that certainly has come up in some of these Mondays with Mike segments is the change in the show that follows this. We now broadcast 1A live from Washington. We had been doing it as a repeat in the afternoons, or not a repeat, but a delayed broadcast.
Delayed, uh-huh.
And so On Point moved to the afternoon because On Point made the decision back in the summer that they were going to switch from a two-hour live show to a one-hour pre-produced show. So we moved around because we want to have the ability of people in Wisconsin to join 1A in a live setting and have our voices from Wisconsin heard nationally.
Mike Crane, director of Wisconsin Public Radio, he's with us as we take stock of WPR as we start fresh in the new year. Some questions here to keep conversation flowing. What has been the most useful reporting to you as you and your family navigate these times? What do you need more of as we experience this pandemic? What are you a fan of when it comes to programming? What would you suggest changing? 800-642-1234. We'll be back in a minute with WPR's Mike Crane. Maybe hear from you on the Ideas Network. As we start the new year, it is Mondays with Mike here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We're visiting with WPR Director Mike Crane, exploring the news inside WPR, gathering comments, questions on your listening experience. How do you connect with WPR in these times? Do you listen to WPR on a smart speaker, maybe like me, Smart speakers positioned all around your house, just like radios used to be. 800-642-1234. Any point. WPR Director Mike Crane stays with us through the hour. Let's bring in Betty now in Brown Deer. Hi, Betty. What's on your mind?
I was wondering if there's any you could run three stations and fill them up completely. But I would love to see some children's programming, particularly children's news, because I don't think there are. I know kids can get it online, and kids love being online, but I don't think there's anything out there to help kids understand national news, local news.
Yeah, understand the world we live in.
Absolutely, and how government works.
Yeah. Mike, go ahead.
Sure. It's interesting. I think my answer might have been a little bit different pre-COVID, but with all of the kids home now and many of them studying from home if they aren't actually going to school and so on, it raises some new questions. So thank you, Betty, for that comment. One of the challenges that we face is that it would be something we'd need to create on our own because the situation is, as you say, in terms of radio programs, there just isn't a lot for kids. And in fact, over the years, there have been some big efforts to try to produce even kids' radio stations. Mm-hmm. And those have not found anywhere near the success that you might think, given how many kids there are in the world. But of course, we have done some great things for kids that, Kate, you might want to address in terms of the morning show. Not exactly news, but a lot of fun.
Yeah, a lot of fun, a lot of science. And Mike is referring, Betty, to our Explorers Club. And we had segments throughout the early on in the pandemic, well into summer, every Friday for Explorers Club. And producers on our show turned that into a podcast. You can find it at WPR.org/kids. And so right now we have 9 podcast episodes up at the moment at WPR.org/kids. And it's called Explorers Club. And my goodness, Mike, I had so much fun with those guests and with all of the things that we learned on those Fridays.
Absolutely. And isn't one of the things that's fascinating is that you might say it's for kids, but so many of us adults really enjoy the fun way of learning, in this case, about science or something just fun to do.
Oh, yeah. And so many calls about from adults that pertain to kids or that just, you know, young at heart want to know. It really touched so many hearts. And Betty, thank you for that suggestion. Let's bring in Russ now in Stoughton. Hi, Russ.
Hi, good morning. I had a question. I'm an avid listener and call-in person to many of the call-in type shows, whether it's the morning show or Larry Neeler. But a couple of the producers throughout the day have told me they recognize my name or location or phone number, have told me that you're only allowed to be on the air once a week. And I said that I've never heard that broadcast to the listeners, and I wonder, is that a hard and fast rule? Has that ever been broadcast so people know they can only be on once a week?
Mike, go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely it has. Whether it's been reminded enough, I don't know. But we also do have on the website all those sorts of participation guidelines. And we do really want to have a diversity of voices, including who calls in, Russ. So we would actually really value it if you keep yourself to that guideline. And that's what it is. It's a guideline. It certainly is possible that on occasion we'd break from that, but that really is the idea.
If you're just joining us, we have WPR Director Mike Crane. We're discussing developments and programming inside WPR with your questions and feedback at 800-642-1234. Let's bring in Mark now in Vesper. Hi, Mark. What's on your mind?
Well, just a comment about your afternoon programming. I think it's Central Time's out there. I've been listening to public radio for probably 50 plus years. And in my estimation, this is the worst programming I've experienced during that time. I mean, I think the guy's name is Rob Ferret.
Okay. And Mark, I don't mean to cut you off, but I want Mike to be able to respond right away here.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm glad you've been listening for 50 years, Mark. And I'd love for you to drop us a note with some specifics. And just listener at WPR.org, and the team will forward that to me so that I can have the benefit of your specific thoughts on that. And, you know, we're always trying to improve, and I'm sorry that we don't happen to be satisfying you in the afternoon.
And Gary now in Iron River. Hi, Gary.
Hi, good morning, folks. Say, Mike, you guys talk a lot about diversity, and I guess what I notice is in the two morning hours after the Ideas Network and the two afternoon hours after the book reading, there's a complete lack of diversity in those three programs. They're all hosted by women of color. They all come from the East Coast. Their views are all liberal views. They take very similar and oftentimes identical positions on the same issues. It would sure be good to have something a little bit different in one or two of those 4 hours.
And so have you called in to 1A ever, Gary? I'm curious.
I've tried a few times, but it's hopeless, as you can imagine.
Hard to get in.
Half the country listening.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I know that they are dedicated to a diversity of views as well, so I'm sorry that it's coming across in the way that you're describing. But thank you.
I want to look at our programming for Martin Luther King Jr. Day coming up on the 18th. WPR has a special tribute that will be airing. Can you explain what will be on this one-hour broadcast?
Yeah, you know, in the world of COVID, it's a little bit different. Please do not go to the state capitol right. on Martin Luther King Day. It is closed, but we will have our 41st official state tribute and ceremony for honoring the legacy of Martin Luther King Jr. It's a virtual event. It's a one-hour broadcast that'll be on both networks, so here on the Ideas Network and also on the WPR News and Music Network. And it'll be a blend of highlights from past years and some recent pre-recorded elements. And so we're looking forward to something new but also traditional in that sense. And special thanks to our own Dr. Overby for getting it all organized under very different circumstances.
Yeah, indeed. Can you give us a glimpse, a taste of some of the performances?
Yeah, one of the features is author Michelle Alexander, who's a writer, a civil rights advocate, and a visiting professor at Union Theological Seminary. She's best known for her 2010 book, The New Jim Crow, Mass Incarceration in the Age of Colorblindness. So that should be a really interesting talk. Governor Evers will present the 2021 MLK Heritage Awards and the annual official MLK State Proclamation.
Well, let's bring in Jim now, joining us from River Falls. Jim, hi.
Hi, good morning. I had a comment for a guest speaker for the program. I thought having Dr. Mark Hyman from the Cleveland Clinic, he's written a number of books, and he's a best-selling author. Last one, I believe, was The Food Fix, and he talks about some of the social inequities in our food system and, you know, how USDA policy affects that. And he points out how our healthcare system, a great deal of it, like a third of it, is due to poor nutrition. And, you know, inner city people have poor access to healthy, high quality food. And so, I think he has a lot of issues he deals with in the book that are, you know, really relevant to today's
Jim,
issues with social justice.
Yeah, thank you for that. Dr. Hyman was last on our show 4 years ago on healthy fats and that aspect of diet. So it's been certainly a long time for the morning show having Dr. Hyman on. Anything you'd like to add there, Mike?
I just thanks for the suggestion. I think you've touched on something that is something we certainly are trying to cover in our news reports. And I know that every time I'm on, I hear avid interest from all of our staff about the suggestions that we're getting from our listeners. So terrific to hear what you're interested in, Jim. Thanks.
Yeah, and so important to seek out all of those experts amid the pandemic to help us make sense. We're spending the hour with WPR's director, Mike Crane. He's fielding your questions, your comments about WPR as we begin 2021. What do you want more or less of? Has your listening changed? How so? What feedback do you have for WPR? There's time to talk. 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. We'll pick this up with Mike Crane after a news update. Stay with us on the Ideas Network. If you're just joining us, we're exploring all things WPR and making space to talk on this first Monday of the new year. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Glad you could be here. We're running the gamut with WPR's director, Mike Crane. What topics would you like to hear more about? What conversations would you benefit from? What do you appreciate or want to hear less of on the NPR News and Music Network and or the Ideas Network? Join in any point, 800-642-1234. And Mike Crane stays with us for the hour. Let's take another call now. Sharon is here from Ashland County. Hi, Sharon. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, go ahead.
Oh, well, I don't know if this is the appropriate place to call for this or not, but I've been needing to call someone. I'm one of those lucky residents who doesn't have any internet access, and it creates huge problems for me in just every single aspect of my life, from small things to big things. And I encountered it again recently when you had your last pledge drive. I wanted to pledge as a sustainer this year, and there was no way for me to do it because I was told I had to be able to get online and access your website to set it up.
Okay.
So eventually I just gave up trying to figure out a way to get it done. And I'm sure, as I was telling the person who took my call, I'm sure by now my sustainer pledge just probably dropped out of the system for lack of completion. So I don't know if that's anything that you've thought about when setting up your pledge drives or anything, but until they get some internet service for people in my area, this is just like the bane of my existence.
Oh, wow.
I had to go through the entire unemployment crisis without a single penny of unemployment because I had no way to get online and set up a profile so I could receive my benefits. And the workforce development people were totally unwilling to do anything to help me with that. So,
oh, that's really a shame. So I'm curious, did you try going to the library? Actually, library's probably closed, right?
it's open, but it's open very limited hours, and everybody in the area is trying to go there to get access.
Yeah.
So it can be really challenging, and there's times I've driven into Ashland. I don't actually live in Ashland. I'm in the surrounding county area. There's been times that I've gotten myself into Ashland only to realize that I was going to have to turn around and go back home because it was starting to get dark and I couldn't, hadn't been able to get on yet and I can't drive at night and blah, blah, blah. The joy's amazing.
Gotcha. Well, so Sharon, thanks for the call. I think there's a way for us to work out the WPR issue. Can't help you with the other one, of course. One of the things I know is that the folks in our audience services department would love to help you out. And so I'm going to give a phone number, which actually is a phone number for everybody to call whenever they have a question that they can't get answered by looking online or whatever. And our audience services number is 800-747-7444. 4444. I'll give that again in a second. But the idea there is that the team can probably even essentially fill out the form online for you. I think they'd like to partner with you to do that because we'd really love to be able to secure your support. And so, again, that number for everybody is 800-747-7444. 747-7444.
Sharon, thank you for that call. Let's bring in Tim now in Eau Claire. Hi, Tim.
Hi, how are you? I would have a question about audio dramas. Since they canceled the old-time radio hour, is it possible to bring in some other audio dramas? Like, I listen to a lot of them from an English company called Big Finish Productions, and it's a little pricey, you know, importing them from England, but is it possible? There must be some in the country.
There are actually not a lot in the country. I was reading through the New York Times, actually, and saw that there have been a couple of audio plays recently put out. And I think online is probably your best source for finding a lot of that. I know one of the issues with listening to many of the things that are provided by BBC, which still does do a lot of radio drama, is that they're not available in the United States, at least to listen online, at least in some cases. And it would be a matter of our purchasing rights. It's the same. It works really the same way as when public television acquires the rights for the programs you see on Masterpiece Theater or something like that. And it's not something we've looked into deeply, but certainly in terms of American drama, it's pretty limited in terms of any new production.
Tim, have you explored the BBC's offerings?
Well, not other than the BBC that you have on your network,
sure.
But
uh-huh.
I just thought of something. What about Wisconsin Writers? And I know the programs you have on about the Wisconsin arts appeal to a lot of writers, and maybe that there'd be some way of promoting that, them writing that for your network.
Yeah, maybe so. Probably a post-COVID question in terms of getting performers together and so on. But thanks for the interest, Tim, and the suggestions.
Tim, thanks. Let's bring in Emma now in Dunn. Hi, Emma. What is on your mind?
Hello. I was calling because I enjoy a lot of programs on public radio. Of course, the morning program. And 1A and On Point, especially. Wait, Don't Tell Me. The Larry Mueller Show, Science Friday, the CBC As It Happens. And I really miss On the Media. I really loved that program when it was on. Oh, and I enjoy The Moth.
Mm-hmm.
Then I was wondering if maybe you've had a program and I've missed it, but something on like policing, like if the police can explain what their thinking is. You know, we have this example of someone being shot as they're walking away from a police officer. And I just think, why isn't anyone using a taser, and why?
Emma, thank you for that. So Emma listed a range of programs, Mike, and also a suggestion for a show segment.
Yeah, absolutely. It's funny, I was thinking as you were talking, Emma, about a series that we did. Now it seems like it was a long time ago, and it was coverage of what it's like to be a recruit joining a police force. And I'm sure that we still have it online somewhere, but probably a topic for us to revisit in light of all that we've learned in this last year. And not just about, being a recruit, but in general, what's it like to be a police officer? What are they thinking? And obviously, what are people calling for, either police reform or even defunding? What are they thinking about? And I know we've covered that some here on the Ideas Network, but it doesn't mean we shouldn't do more.
Yeah, Emma, thank you for that. As we spend the hour Mondays with Mike here on The Morning Show, gathering your questions, your feedback, 800-642-1234. Well, Mike, let's talk Alexa skill here. WPR created the ability to allow listeners to more easily use their smart speaker. Can you explain the skill?
Well, actually, I'd recommend a website for all the details, which is wpr.org/speaker or /smart works as well. Either way, I'd probably smart's even easier. So wpr.org/smart. And the basic idea is that you can activate a skill. Weird to talk about a device having a skill, but that's how they speak of it. And the idea is you can set it up so that you can just have the Ideas Network or anything else, WPR, played on your Alexa speaker, the Echo Dot, or anything else that's empowered with the Alexa software.
Yeah, I appreciated it too, because it just it's really simple to open it up, and then very simple to navigate once it's installed and that skill is working in your speaker. So, yeah.
The basic instruction, by the way, is just Alexa, and I hope she's not listening to me now. Alexa, enable WPR, and then she'll ask you a question, and then you're off and running with that. And the instructions, by the way, for the Google device are also on that same page, wpr.org/smart. It isn't quite as detailed at this time because with Alexa being really the biggest, most adopted, we focused on that first.
Well, let's bring in Patty now, joining us from Birchwood. Hi, Patty. What would you like to share?
Hi, good morning. I have been a long-time National Public Radio fan. I have a daughter that works for National Public Radio. I moved away from Wisconsin. I was a WPR fan and regular contributor for long. Moved back, and unfortunately, I'm kind of disappointed in what I get at WPR. I live up in Birchwood, and I have discovered I don't get All Things Considered. I don't get Morning Edition. And honestly, I don't think I get the quality of reporting that used to be done here by folks like Jean Ferraca and the woman that hosted that show afterwards. I am not a fan of Spectrum West. I think there's a lot of pretty immature reporting going on. They just sound very young and not very in-depth. And I can't get Brule. So I was hoping that maybe there's some plans to beef up the station, because otherwise I have to listen to Minnesota.
Let's let Mike jump in here.
Yeah, sure. There's a bunch of stuff in your comments, Patty. Thanks for all your thoughts. And I'm glad to know that NPR is in the family, so to speak, as well. You know, our signals have always been a real challenge. This goes back to our very beginnings in the beginning of the last century, where we've always had the desire to reach everybody in the state with a signal. And you'd think with 38 stations that we'd be there, but there are definitely still gaps and no immediate plans. We are aware of a possibility of adding an additional station in the Rice Lake area that might help you in Birchwood, but that's probably at best a couple of years off. And so do you happen to have a good internet connection
not? And she's no longer with us here on the
sorry.
Call. No, that's okay.
Yeah, so I'd say the other option would be definitely to look into listening online, whether it's with the Alexa skill we just talked about, or it's even just possible to listen by clicking the Listen Live button at WPR.org, and that might do it for you.
We're spending the hour with WPR's Director Mike Crane. Still time for your questions, your feedback about programming and other developments here at WPR. Do you listen in the kitchen or on the commute to work? Do you listen on a smart speaker in your makeshift home office? Does classical music soothe you between your Zoom meetings? Still time to talk, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. We'll be back in a minute here on the Ideas Network. It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. 38 stations, 7 regional bureaus around Wisconsin serving up news, talk, music on 3 WPR networks. Those are some of our stats. On this first Monday of the new year, we open up the lines and make space for your questions, your feedback. We have WPR's director, Mike Crane, for 10 more minutes. Join in 800-642-1234. Let's get back to our calls now. Ellen is with us from Neosho. Hi, Ellen.
Good morning to you all. I would like to put in a plug for Lee Raber, and I think he does a fabulous job when Kate's not available. And I'd love to see him get his own program. He just does such a nice job with the guests.
Ellen, thank you so much. I'm looking straight across from Lee in the next studio glass between us. So that
and he's fun to work with, too.
I bet he is.
Yes.
I like his expression right now. It's very sweet.
Way to go, Lee. Thanks, folks.
Oh, thank you, Ellen. It's nice to hear from Ellen this morning. I think he is a great coworker.
Absolutely.
All right. Let's bring in Jeff now in northern Wisconsin. Jeff, hi.
Hi. Good morning, guys. I was just curious to see if you could explain to me what the reason was for taking off old time radio on Sunday evenings. It was a show that my family, myself, we really enjoyed for decades, and missing it greatly and wondering whatever happened. Is there any hope of it ever coming back?
Well, thanks, Jeff. The reasoning was that in the midst of all that we were wrestling with as a society, especially during the summer, during the protests and the big part of the Black Lives Matter movement coming out and talking about things like representation, our team took a look at the show and felt that the representation of meaning even the presence of Blacks, Latinos, women in positions of power, and so on, was very thin in those shows. And Norman was doing, the host of the show was doing a great job trying to select things that really worked. And I know he was very, very disappointed at the decision to cancel the show. But that was the basic reasoning, is that we felt it was important for us to have shows that are more representative of the full breadth of our community. And so that's the story. As far as coming back, I don't anticipate that. We certainly are looking at whether what we have there right now, which is the PRX remix show, is something to keep for the long term or to put something else on. And so we welcome everybody's suggestions about that.
Jeff, thank you for that. And talking about here another show, last night Simply Folk aired its most popular broadcast of the year, the annual sing-along show. What can you tell us about this show?
Oh, it's so much fun. It was a little extra challenge to accomplish this year because we had to have a virtual house band. And I know so many people enjoy the annual sing-along. And if you didn't have a chance to listen, but you'd like to, we always post those shows later in the week so you can listen back. It won't stay there forever. The rules of, haven't heard these terms in a long time, but the Digital Millennium Copyright Act prohibits us from leaving such things up for a long time. But WPR.org/simplyfolk, later this week, that should be posted.
All right. So we'll be able to listen back to it online. We're talking with Mike Crane, director of Wisconsin Public Radio, on this edition of Mondays with Mike. And you can still have time to share your thoughts, your insights, your suggestions. 800-642-1234. So as we look at events, Mike, how can we make sure that we don't miss any future events that are happening at WPR? And by the way, these are very much virtual events.
They are. It's a little different than it once was. And someday I think we'll get back to, doing live events in the community. But in the meantime, just take a look at WPR.org/presents, and you'll find anything that's going on in our plans. At the moment, nothing new scheduled, but we do expect that, in coming weeks, because, winter, you need to have some stuff to do, we'll be starting to pull those together and let you know on air and online in our newsletters and all the rest.
There is such a robust audience online. I know I had a conversation with 1A host Jen White back in November, and hundreds of people joining in, being part of that virtual conversation. So you still really feel that that family, that cohesiveness of people out there wanting to be part of our events.
Yeah, you know, one of the things, Kate, that I marvel at is that even a couple of years ago, WPR, much less the whole society, couldn't have put together all of this togetherness virtually the way that we have. And it isn't the same. Let's be clear about that. But sometimes, and I know you've experienced this, it can be really compelling in its own special way. And so we certainly encourage people to stay in touch with that idea and participate in our events as they come along.
We heard from John, who joined us from Brown Deer this morning. John wants to hear a diversity of opinions from interviewers and would like to hear a show about socialism and what it offers. John says he hasn't heard socialism portrayed correctly.
Well, that's certainly, in terms of the breadth of political and societal views, that's on the list. And I know I'm still a relatively new Scani, as they now say, but I know that there was a time, for instance, when there were the socialist mayors of Milwaukee and all kinds of different things that have been a part of the politics of Wisconsin.
Part of the fabric. Let's go to Will now in La Crosse. Hi, Will.
Hi, how are you today?
Doing well. Go ahead.
Well, curious about how your funding for WPR breaks down, what percentages might be like us, the private citizen, what's public, and then maybe even if the parties are involved with funding. I'll take the answer off the air.
Sure. Thanks for the question. One thing that's true is that listeners really amount to about 40% of our total support. And one thing you can do if you want to dig into it, anyone does, is to look at WPR.org and then click the support button near the top of the site. And so I'm looking at it right now. State support, and this is nonpartisan, it just comes from the state, is 26%. Listeners are 40%. Business support typically is about 12%. This year, it's probably down some because the COVID situation has certainly affected businesses very strongly. And then federal support in the form of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting is 6%. And then we have various other much smaller sources of revenue, including the support of the university in terms of the buildings we're in and other things like that. So lots of diversity in our revenue, and that's the basic idea. And again, that's at WPR.org and click support, and you can poke around there and learn about our funding.
And very quickly, Mike, does that funding pie change much from year to year, decade to decade?
You know, it only has changed in the sense that listeners have become a higher percent over time. Other than that, the mix is pretty equal, and so we really do count on listeners for that 40% of all of our funds.
Mike, thanks for being here.
Always a pleasure. A lot of fun to be here and to hear from all of our listeners and their very different points of view. Thank you to everybody for calling in.
Mike Crane is director of Wisconsin Public Radio. Just ahead, it is 1A. The last time the Senate was majority Democrat, it was 2015. 1A goes down south to check in on Georgia ahead of the runoffs. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is The Morning Show, and you're listening to the Ideas Network.